From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Liam Elder Connors. Governor Phil Scott says he doesn't have plans to oppose any more bills from the legislature this year, as long as the bills don't have technical errors or problems in them. Scott says that that includes a bill to expand the state's medical marijuana program. The bill adds post-traumatic stress disorder, Crohn's disease, and Parkinson's disease to the list of qualifying conditions for medical marijuana treatment.
I voted in favor of medical marijuana when it was in the Senate, so I think the expansion is fine.
Scott vetoed the proposed state budget earlier this week and earlier vetoed a bill that would have legalized recreational marijuana in Vermont. The superintendent of South Burlington School District says that racist graffiti was spray-painted on an athletic field. The discovery was made yesterday as residents voted for a third time on the school budget, which ultimately passed. The superintendent says that school officials have asked the South Burlington police to investigate the graffiti as a possible hate crime. A report shows that Senator Bernie Sanders made more than $1 million last year. The Burlington Free Press cites a U.S. Senate financial disclosure report showing that the bulk of Sanders' earnings in 2016 came from his books. The director of Vermont's largest airport has concerns about the president's plan to privatize the nation's air traffic control system. President Trump announced on Monday that he wants to turn that air traffic control over to a nonprofit corporation. Trump says that this would lower costs and speed up air travel. But Burlington International Airport's director, Gene Richards, told Vermont Edition on Tuesday that he's worried about the plan.
What I'm concerned about is we're going to be looking at the bottom line and not necessarily the performance. The performance levels have been very good of the FAA.
Performance also includes the safety of air travel, which Richards says needs to be a priority over saving money. The president says that federal bureaucracy has slowed the implementation of new air traffic technology called NextGen, but Richards disagrees.
We already have that in Burlington. We got the next-gen system last year. It's a $2 million upgrade. And so I'm not quite sure, at least in Burlington's case, how we would benefit from this privatization.
Richard says it's likely that smaller airports would be more negatively affected than the larger hubs if the idea moves forward. And construction in Vermont's capital city hit a snag over the weekend after utility workers drilled into a sewer line on Friday, dumping hundreds of gallons of raw sewage into the Winooski River. The state estimates that between 100 and 1,000 gallons of raw sewage leaked into the river. Contractors installed a temporary patch on Saturday. Eye on the Sky forecast for this afternoon. A pretty nice day, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight looking to be mainly clear with some areas of valley fog, and lows mainly in the mid to upper 40s, except the 40s in some cold hollows and 50s in the broad valleys west. More on the weather is coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.